Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. So much happening in the world. And if you have learned anything these past few years, the most important thing we can do for our business is to take care of the energetic state of our bodies and our businesses. And as entrepreneurs, the worldly noise around us is often compounded by all the to-dos and happenings in our business. It can be overwhelming. It can feel heavy. It can be decision-laden. And sometimes we simply become numbed to the noise and we miss the most important opportunities around us. Back in May, I ran a solo episode about R factor, how we resonate energetically, that light inside of us. How do we turn that up? How do we turn up our vibrations by taking care of our mind, our body, and our spirit, and choosing communities that lift us up? We are a magical dial of possibility when we tend to our inner elements, slowing down, breathing, moving, meditating, journaling. All of these things are available to light up our inner fire. Today, I'm going to take the subject of energy beyond ourselves and into the energy of our business. One of the best ways to break through the noise that surrounds us every day is to give yourself space and time to work on your business versus in your business. And that's what we're going to be doing at the 8th Annual Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference, November 10th through 12th. I have heard year after year how energetically on fire the extraordinary women feel when they leave Ignite. This year's speaker lineup is world class. You will be inspired. You will be uplifted. You will see new visions for your business that will catapult you out of the noise of our world. We are in early bird registration just for a few more weeks, and our hotel is offering the most extraordinary discounts in our very snazzy venue for just a few more weeks. So right now is the time to act and grab your tickets. Jump out to CamiGellner.com/ignite and say yes to leveling up your business in 2023. Can you believe it is already the middle of August? And speaking of energy, here in my household, we've been in the midst of some major renovations this summer. And today is the first morning that I woke up since the beginning of July that we didn't have construction workers coming to work on the house. The work is done and I feel such a deep sense of peacefulness prepping for this episode, sitting on the deck with the waterfall in the background and the breeze in the trees on the hillside. Talk about cool energy. We had our 40-year-old siding replaced with Hardy Board, a fire-resistant product in this fire-prone foothills of Colorado, and that's a really good thing. A smart investment for sure. However, what I'm noticing most is that the deconstruction and reconstruction of our house has energetically shifted how it feels. I can feel it in my bones, in my cells, in my body. Taking off that 40-year-old layer of aging wood, with no doubt many stories to tell, energies of those before me, and even my own stories of the last 20 years that I've lived here. With this new facelift, our house feels more protected, fresh, and beautiful. And yet there is more. With this clean slate comes a different energy, more solid, even more homey than before, peaceful and cozy. It's a sacred container of our lives. Adding to the outside work, we redecorated our bedroom in the midst of all of this. We released furniture we had both brought into our relationship and our home, and we brought in new furniture. We set free the dust bunnies. Yes, we had lots of dust bunnies that had accumulated under the bed. Oh my gosh, all I need to say is yellow Labrador. And we created a welcoming, sparkly, clean space for the new. We searched for just the right bedding. I swear I had so many ads showing up in my feeds for bedding. And we finally picked the right colors and the right fabric, going for cozy and welcoming. We chose a hazelnut linen, a warm and cozy color to add to the room, and the fabric so soft to the touch. Our bedrooms are also a sacred place to take care of our soul and to take care of our relationship. I love the great care we took, my husband and I took, in selecting all the right pieces together and seeing our vision come to life. And yes, the outer transformation is significant. The energetic shift is even more. Once again, it's another sacred container within our home. The transformation created by these projects, both externally and internally, transform how we feel in these spaces. And that's the magic of shifting up energy in our lives. Our outer environment feeds our inner environment, and our inner environment feeds how we show up in life and how we show up in our businesses. With all of this, out with the old and in with the new, I've been reflecting and journaling on the energy we live in and the energy we exude. I was recently doing an interview, and one of my guests brought up the topic of the energy of our business. And she caveated that statement with, "I don't want to get woo, but I think it's an important topic." And I laughed with her and added, "There's nothing woo about energy. We are made up of energy. It's a fact. We are made up of atoms with charged particles, which vibrate at a certain frequency, sometimes high vibe, sometimes low vibe. Researchers have been able to measure our electromagnetic fields about us. And if you take time, you can even feel the concentrated energy of others. Over 30 years ago, I became certified in both Reiki and Healing Touch, practices of working with our energy. And I will never forget that first class I took. The instructor wanted us to simply feel the sensation of energy, to give us that experience. So we paired up with a person we didn't know, and she taught us how to scan each other's bodies, not touching, just feeling the sensation of energy, looking for the shifts in what we felt. And I was so amazed. I remember working with a woman, and as I was scanning my hands down her body and I got to her knees, I could feel a shift, what the energy felt like. And I continued back down and it changed back to what I had been feeling before. And so after I had done that scan, I said to her, "You know, is there something going on with your knee?" And she's like, "Yeah, I've had knee issues recently." So I could totally feel that sensation, that change of what was going on in her knees. So it's such an amazing power to be able to feel the energy. So I invite you to play around with this and just start to be curious with it. I had no idea all those years ago how the study of energy would help me shift into my own full light in my business. After all, I was steeped deep in the corporate world at the time that I took that initial energy work. And the thought of applying that in a business sense was really foreign to me at the time. And yet I know that these teachings really helped shape my entrepreneur journey. I learned to listen and notice. I learned to follow the signs in my body, the yeses and the nos, paying attention to what felt light or what felt heavy, and to make decisions with those choices. It takes a lot of trust to get to that place where you can trust that those decisions are right for you. So keep playing with this. Really feel the lights and the heavies and the yeses and the nos. My word for this year has been divine yes. What's the divine yes? So if I feel a divine yes, I'm moving toward it. I move into it. If I don't feel a big divine yes, I'm not moving that way. So there's so much that we can feel in our bodies that help us make choices. I would eventually learn how to turn up that energy when I got onto a stage, or to soften my energy in connecting in a caring conversation with another, to sense the deepest needs of another, and that I could work with my clients in turning up or turning down their own energy. If a client is feeling stuck, I will ask them to get up and move their bodies to release what is no longer serving them. So often we get things stuck in our body energetically, and movement is one of the quickest ways that we can create breakthrough. To clear out the noise, to let the movement release the stuckness, to help them drop into a deeper awareness and make space for what is wanting to be found. If a client is projecting energy versus being in their body, we've seen people get onto a stage and they just project energy. It's not a pleasant feeling. You don't connect with somebody who's projecting energy, but when we drop into our bodies, we can connect at a very soul and a very heart level. That helps that connection be made between that speaker and the audience. Energy work will help them tune out the noise and move into their work with a self-assuredness that only grounding energy can bring us. There's nothing elementary in this work. This is a lifelong learning, and it certainly isn't woo. It's pure power, and it's available to each of us every hour of every day. And just like our spaces in our homes, we have the ability to clear out the old and open up to the new in our businesses. When we take care of our energy in our environment, in our inner beings, and in our business, we create a universal shift of I am open to the new possibilities, new ideas, new growth. Today, I want to go deeper into the energy of your business and how you can keep it clean amongst the noise of the world and within our day-to-day lives as business owners. And yes, we start with taking care of our inner world, our mind, our body, our spirit, and our connection to community that uplifts us. We can also clean up the environment in which we work each day, our office space. We can move furniture. We can use feng shui. We can clear out the clutter. We can burn incense. We can light candles. We can choose colors that align with our soul. All of this is good for our business. But let's take it a step further. Let's talk about the energy of your business. In your business, you have created a myriad of sacred containers. Just like our bedroom is a sacred container in our home, our business has many sacred containers in which you serve up your magic. When a client gets on a call with you, that is a sacred container. When you host a group gathering, that is a sacred container. My Ignite conference every November is a sacred container, bringing all those women together in a room, connecting, building their businesses, getting ready for the new year. It's space for them to really bring out their magic. It's a sacred container. My mastermind communities are a sacred container. I am fiercely protective of the energy of these sacred containers, and I should be. I need to be. I want to be. This is something that when we take care of our sacred containers, we help our clients feel safe. We help our communities feel safe. The experiences we are building within our business, connecting and collaborating with others, and how we serve your clients are all sacred containers. And because we are always in motion and change is inevitable, there's an energetic balance that we must tend to as CEOs of our business. I believe that women's wisdom is the medicine our earth needs. And I am on a mission to raise up the voices, the visibility, and the businesses of 1 million women around the world. Growth in our business, in revenue, in community, in impact, fuels our ability to create change much larger than ourselves. If you've been hearing the calling that now is your time, I invite you to join us at the 8th Annual Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference in Golden, Colorado, November 10th through 12th. Tickets are now available. For all the details, jump out to CammieGellner.com/ignite. Let's raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business. Join us in November. Now back to the show. The energy of our business is sacred, and learning to care for that container is essential. So how does this show up? It might be releasing a product that has served its life. It might be releasing a client who is no longer a fit. It could be a change in your team. It could be shedding a partnership that no longer is right. Years ago, I partnered with a dear friend leading a mastermind community. We got to a spot, however, where we both knew that together we weren't at our brightest. And we were dimming each other's, our individual lights to be in that partnership. And we both knew it. We both had a sense of it. And we had a very deep conversation. There were tears. We both knew in our hearts that we needed to shift. And yet we loved each other as friends, as business partners. And so we went through this transition of starting with a very honest conversation and then starting to work with our clients through that transition and then really focusing on our own individual businesses. And you know what was beautiful about them? This woman is still one of my dearest BFFs in the world of business. She's always the one that I call when I've got something to share or a challenging moment. She's the one that I call, and it's vice versa. It's the same thing. She does the same. Also, both of our businesses really thrived. When we stepped into our fullness of our light, my business thrived. And that was so magical. And to be able to maintain the relationship, but be able to let that go because we knew it was time for our energetic container to shift. And as our business evolves, there's going to be times that you're meant to set something free. And there is an art to managing the energy of our business. And the art of managing the energy of your business starts with an audit, goes into a release, and goes into transformation. So let's talk about each of these. Like our home, we audited that we were a fire hazard in a fire-prone region. The siding was nearing its end of life, and we looked for the right solution. We released the old siding, and the transformation gave our home new life, new energy, and of course, new ideas for more remodeling. You ever have that idea where it's like you pull the thread on a remodel job and everything else needs to be done? But that's all right, because it opens up to something new. Our businesses are the same, but start with audit. And we can audit our products, we can audit our people, we can audit our activities. Let's start with our products. That's a good place to start. One of the things I've been doing this year is looking at the simplicity of my business model. I want to ensure that my business is scalable, each product serving a specific goal for my client's customer journey with me. This has meant that products that were once a fun idea may not fit into the scope of simplicity or serve my clients in the way I'd like to serve them. They take more work to generate than they are worth in my business. Releasing these products leaves more space to be in the products I love. This opens the door to even better products that are more aligned with my customer journey and energetically opens me to serving in an even more high value way. Is there a product that you are dragging your feet to promote? Is it time to let it go? Are there some products that just don't align anymore? Give it some thought. And start to think about, are there products ready for you to release? Now let's look at people. Are there people who are pulling on your energy? Or perhaps there are people who are pulling the energy of your sacred containers, your groups, your events. People relationships should be filled with love from both sides. It's energetically giving from both sides. There's integrity in good relationships in your sacred containers. So really look at what feels like is giving from both sides. And if not, if there's some people that are in your community, it could be time to release that energy. Now let's look at activities. What are your high vibration activities? And what are your low vibration activities? Has anything become just a habit that isn't serving you or your business? If you've been in business for a while, my guess is that you have some things that are ready to be let go. When I think about this in my business, I am high vibe when I am serving my clients. Or on the stage at my Ignite conference each year, I walk onto the stage and say, yes, I can feel it in every cell of my body. It's so much fun for me. I love this podcast. I'm on high vibe interviewing so many extraordinary women and jumping into real conversations. These are my high vibe activities that raise up my business and are aligned with my own genius. And guess what? These are the places that most of my clients come from. So what are the things that feel high energy in your business? And of course, we can't have all high vibe in our businesses. There are certain tasks that we wish we didn't have to do. Sometimes we can outsource those to someone else. And sometimes we simply have the opportunity to approach it mentally differently, to pour some love into those tasks that aren't the ones we love. When you manage your energy versus your time, you will feel a shift happen. Take a look at the happenings in your business and notice the times when you are approaching your business in high vibration enthusiasm. Do more of that. Your clients will be flocking to you because they will feel that, and that's what will draw more clients to you. Your high vibe is your magic. So the art of managing the energy of your business, the second one is release. And I say release with love. As you identify what is bringing lower energy to your business, it's time to start releasing. And how you release is very important. I believe that we are all one, so learning to release things with love. Release your products in a gift to another. For example, I had the Wild Woman Writing Retreat. I partnered with my good friend, Donna Mazzatelli. But at some point, I realized it wasn't the right fit for my business. So I released it to Donna. I said, Donna, take this product, take this retreat, and let this be your magic. This fits with your magic. Also with a product, you can simply stop spending energy on a product that is no longer a fit. So you can just simply turn it off. You can release people in kindness and love. This creates new openings in your own programs, and it also allows them to pursue new pathways. You can release activities. Sometimes it's just a simple click of a button. We're no longer going to do this. or sometimes we can release that activity to somebody else. I invite you to pause and declare, what will you be releasing and how can you release this with love? As you make these declarations, move your own body to let go of any stickiness and really break through within that you're releasing that with love. Now let's move into the T of art of managing the energies in your business, transformation. When you make energetic choices and release with love, you will feel an energetic opening. Your sacred containers will become more aligned with your own soul journey and the journey of your soul clients. There is an outer transformation, like our home took, and yet there is an even more profound experience within the containers of our business. The heavy weight lightens. The clarity and focus is fine-tuned. There is a visible transformation that your community can feel, and you will raise up how you are attracting more of your soul clients into your business. You will raise up the impact you are creating in the world. And one final note I will make here. Always, always choose energy over dollars. Let me say that again. Choose energy over dollars. Don't make the mistake of saying, oh my gosh, there's dollars. There's fear associated with those dollars. If you're letting those go, really tune into choose the energy over dollars. You want the right energetic flow into your business, so make sure that the dollars flowing into your business are energetically aligned. The other piece of the transformation that comes with a clean energetic state of your business is that choices become easier. You move out of stuck decisions into those divine yeses. That is where the universe gets in all behind you, helping you serve in your mission. If you feel called to join me in one of my sacred containers, my mastermind communities, or Ignite, let's jump on a call together. Jump out to coachingwithcammy.com and let's dig into the energy of your business. Till next time, my friends, keep raising up your energy. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business or impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammygelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.